Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Would you do that? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him some more praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. Move your hands. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. I appreciate the man of God. Amen. There's a lot of people getting touched, but the presence of the Lord is here. Mm-hmm. Amen. So give the man of God a hand clap for leading us into the presence of God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Where would we be without Jesus? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And I want to encourage each one of you, you're in a place where there's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. What does that mean? That means that you're free to express yourself. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You wave your hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can fall out on the floor. You can get on your knees. You can run. About everything has been demonstrated here tonight. Praise God. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And everything that you need, you can. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we don't because of religious habits that we've learned along the way that we need to just cast off and come to him as if you were his child, because you are and I am. Praise the Lord. Let's lift up our hands right now in the name of Jesus. Thank him right now. Thank him out loud. Don't ever think it in your head. Thank him. Lift up both hands in Jesus' name. That's right, Shirley. She's got it right. Smile when you lift up your hands. Expect that something's going to happen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Those eardrums are good, are perfect. In Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God, for you expressing your authority. In Jesus' name, over. Amen. Jesus has authority over everything that's against you. In Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I like to mention it, and I did yesterday. Imagine him walking on the water. No anxiety attacks. Praise the Lord. Waves trying to slap at him, but he's just walking. I don't know if they had chewing gum back then, but I guess just. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight. Let's just come again tomorrow night. Just make this a grand finale. By the way, it's not ending tomorrow night. Somebody else said, "My, I got dishes to wash." If you have to wash them at midnight, it's fine. Oh, praise the Lord. Really. Man, this is where it's at, folks. This is where it's at. Expect the very thing that you prayed for tonight. If you don't feel it completely gone, like 100%, but you're at 80, amen. Just praise him. Amen. In Jesus' name. And just know that he has already completed it. Amen. John 3:5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Verse 7, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Now, amen, I'm going to move as quickly as I can. But I want you to know that tonight's your night. Smile and say, tonight's my night. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, this is my here, my first time. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Jesus is here. Hallelujah. He didn't need a long introduction to heal you or to touch you. He already knew you when you were putting up your hair. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good job, Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to just ask for the saints to help me. This is for the saints. When you invite somebody over the house for a meal, who do you serve first? I wish I heard that a little louder from. I heard it there and there. Praise the Lord. You feed the guests. Told your neighbor, say, you don't eat your hot dogs first. God forbid, hot dogs. But, amen, that's exactly right. So, amen. Let's give our guests a hand clap of appreciation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When we read James 4 and 14, amen, I'm just enjoying this ride. Amen. Amen. People are going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. People have gotten healed tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Would you say it out loud? He's not far from me. I like how it says in Acts, he's not far from every one of us. Now, in the normal English, you'd say any, but that's not what it says. He's not far from every one of us. Wow, think about it. Only God can be that all at the same time. Every one of us. Well, praise the Lord. So, James, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. How many will think with me tonight? Amen. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? It is even a, would you say that word?
Vapor.
Everybody, vapor. Come on, all the messy sopranos. Amen. Vapor. Messo sopranos, I'm saying. Amen. And that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. Now, I apologize that I don't have a visual, a really strong visual for this. But I want to preach to you, amen, from this subject, ask you really a question. Have you made heaven the total goal of your life? When you come into a place where the people of God are, and when we say that, we're not talking about being snooty. That's not about that. Not every steeple is the people of God. But when you just begin to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, in truth, amen, we'll learn a little bit about that along the way. Jesus is for sure that's going to show up. Now, don't be deceived. There's a lot of places in the world that Jesus shows up just because he's good. Amen. So you say, well, I've been somewhere else and I felt this. Don't be confused. That does not excuse us from truth. But we don't really have long to get this worked out. Now, in Jesus' name, he says, our life is but a vapor. So I want to ask you a question. Have you made heaven the total goal of your life? That's why you're here. Not just in this building, but that's why you arrived on the earth through your mother. To make ready preparations, amen, for the place that Jesus only allows you to live if you choose him and choose him according to how he wants to be chosen. Amen. So vapor really means, amen, take a deep breath, praise the Lord, hold it, let it go right now. Amen. that which came out of your mouth, amen, is just a mist. And that's how long your life is. If eternity was from that wall to that wall, then your life would be barely this. That's why I say I really don't have a good, strong visual. Because it's hard to measure that. We can't even think on that. Amen. And everything that you get on that long term, really eternity, never ends. You're deciding even right now. Now you think your 60-some years is a long time. No, it's just that's all it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Eat some tacos tonight and then do that. It'll be stronger. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hands. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Jesus' name. You can be seated. Thank you so much for standing so long. Amen. I'll have to do better with my introductions. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whenever I read this verse, I'm taken back by vapor's comparison to life as I know it. The comparison, if you view it, amen, right, it demands that you not consider this, you know, that you not consider this with the speed that a teenager deals with a hot dog. Now you see it, and now you don't. Amen. But with soberness, so you can really fully consume the message, that you can really get it, that life is just but a vapor. Amen. So in Jesus' name, the inconveniences don't matter. Who done you wrong doesn't matter. Amen. What happens along the way doesn't matter. Amen. So much as you're doing the thing that matters. Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. He only said it once. Amen. That's all he had to say it. Come on, you as a parent, you've told your child many times, I said it once and I'm not saying it again. The next time, depending on the type of parent you have, it might be a coat hanger or a switch or that classic World War II belt that my dad had. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody smile. Hallelujah. And you didn't complain. Amen. Because it kept you out of jail. Started you obeying people. Praise the Lord. Amen. So life here is just life right now. Amen. Is just a mist. Preparing for eternity. There, that being said, there's so many vapors in this room. There are many vapors in this room. Teenagers, it's hard to consider that your life is a vapor. You know, you're strong, you don't have the aches and pains and all that, but it's very important for you to think that way. Because I'm telling every teenager in this place, you will not, emphatically, I'm saying, you can call me whatever you want to, you will not get to be 35 years old. You can't wait to your mama and your daddy's age to get this right. Oh, praise the Lord. You can't wait. Amen. Amen. You just got to do it now because the Lord, amen, we are living in those prophetic times where the Lord is coming. There's some races that can't be won just snap, crackle, pop. Amen. Now, in Jesus' name, you can't vote yourself into another dimension. Amen. You can't say, you know, I'm not a vapor because you can't even make your hair. Well, amen. You can't make your hair a different color. You know, we're not talking about Lady Clara all and Maybelline and all that. I mean, you just can't say, boom, it happens and it's there. It's black again or brown again. It matters that you get it right. So having seen someone, have you ever seen someone buying or selling or spending or carrying on as if there was no tomorrow? Amen. And as if it's all about pleasing the flesh, ignoring the fact that this life is but a vapor. Hallelujah. And so how are you positioned? Amen. Understand all of that. How are you positioned, amen, to the real life that follows? Really, we live our lives, amen. We get the 401ks, amen. We get the Bitcoin and all the other things that people get, amen. And we do need to be concerned about those things in this life. But in Jesus' name, this life is just a vapor in comparison with the whole of eternity, where your mind will be wiped clean. If you die right, you won't remember any of the mortgages. You won't remember any of the hard times. Oh, praise the Lord. So heaven, amen, may not be the goal of somebody, but if you came in this place tonight with heaven not being your goal, I trust that as of right now, amen, your goal is heaven. Oh, hallelujah. You're in a place where we're serious about heaven, because heaven is what matters. Oh, praise the Lord. When you see grandma in the box right here, amen, from the pulpit, hallelujah. And that's not grandma. That's grandma's house. She has the same ability to hear, taste, touch, feel, analyze, and even speak. Amen. She's just in another life. The default, amen, is so horrible. That's why we talk about this subject in different ways, amen, every night. Because we have a world that wants you to believe that this is all it. And I'm telling you, you don't die like a dog. Amen. So, do you have the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues like the apostles? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Why is that important? Because all of Jesus' students received the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues. Hallelujah. Dear Debbie is here tonight. Amen. And we were praying for her ears the other night. Amen. Debbie, you can just thank the Lord that God's given you perfect ears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She's concerned about them tonight. Amen. But you're in the midst of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But even that, she turned her focus to the Lord. And not even talking to her about the Holy Ghost, she began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Or have you been baptized in the name of Jesus? Amen. If you've never been baptized, or you have been sprinkled, or you were baptized, amen, with the person saying in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost over you, you need to be baptized now. Not tomorrow. Now. You need, look at your neighbor and say, you need to take care of your vapor now. Okay, I see a lot of lockjaw. God, heal all the lockjaw. Open your mouth. Come on, you're talking while I'm preaching anyway. Come on, and say, amen. What am I supposed to say? Okay, take care of your vapor now. Come on. Come on, choir. Take care of your vapor now. Now that you said it to me, I'm really impacted. Now impact your neighbor now. Look at your neighbor and say, take care of your vapor now. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Alan, for doing that. Amen. Amen. Alan, praise the Lord, got baptized in Jesus' name last night. Give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't ever judge a book by its cover. Alan looked at me on Sunday night. He analyzed me, and he just kind of sat there and didn't raise his hand on Sunday night. But you know what? The screws were turning. The screws were turning. And he decided before church, he decided before I started hollering last night that he was going to get baptized. Give him another hand clap, please. Go ahead, smile, Alan. Show me some teeth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Shirley got baptized last night. And she came up out of the water, lifted up her hands. In a few moments, she was speaking with other tongues. Hallelujah. So again, have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ so that your sins are removed? Amen. According to Acts 2:38. Put that up. Would you please? Acts 2:38. Amen. Repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Remission means forgiveness. Amen. Acts 22:16. Amen. Now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. There it is. Amen. Call on the name of the Lord. So remission equals forgiveness equals washing away of the sins. However you want to say it. The Bible, amen, is true. Hallelujah. Amen. Why take care of it today? Amen. Check the police scanner. Tomorrow can come quicker than what you think. One phone call. One accident, one doctor's appointment. How many people know that somebody, that one appointment changed their life? Amen. Hallelujah. But in the midst of your vapor, there are people that have walked in this. By the way, the sign in the yard says Apostolic Lighthouse. But truly, amen, depending on what your need is, amen, Apostolic Lighthouse Hospital. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Clap your hands unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For others, amen, it's been Apostolic Lighthouse. Don't get mad at me, but it's true. Apostolic Lighthouse Psychiatric Clinic. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. One touch of the Holy Ghost can give you the right mind. Go ahead, smile. Your face won't crack. I say one touch of the Holy Ghost. Isn't it too bad that you've been running from the Holy Ghost, wanting everything the Holy Ghost gives you, but you don't let the Holy Ghost give it to you. CVS can't give it to you. Walgreens can't give it to you. Dr. Welby can't give it to you. Medicare nor Medicaid can give it to you. But one touch of Jesus, oh, praise the Lord. If you could just see all of the things that were healed tonight and last night and over the years, praise the Lord. This carpet is not blue. I mean, there'd be all stuff all over here in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't cost you a dime, but it costs you everything. Oh, praise the Lord. Lift up your hands in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what happens here tonight is very important for every, amen, Wanda or Shaquita or Roberta or Mario. It's important for you what happens in this service. And the servants of the Lord are sensitive to that, and that's why they are sensitive to hear. You don't know why they do what they do, but they're listening and doing what, amen, the Lord directs them. That's what Pastor was doing tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Smile. Show me all the teeth that you have and say, thank God I'm a beneficiary. Good. Thank you all, 40% of you. Praise the Lord. We'll get the rest of you on board. Amen. So this service is about entering in on a very personal level. So it's very important for you to listen. This service is about entering into the kingdom of God. Amen. Wherever Jesus went, he was healing people. He was lifting people. He was delivering them from demons. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Every mental situation is not because you lack lithium or you lack some type of mineral. Amen. Often there's spirits involved that you cannot see. But in the presence of the Lord, those have to calm down, be quiet, or praise the Lord. And in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and get out in Jesus' name. I want the church to know that you have that authority. Oh, hallelujah. You can speak to mountains. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, I believe that. What you say makes a difference. Say, I believe that. Now, the devil's mad. He's fearful of that. Now, amen, if you have not taken advantage of getting into the kingdom of God, there's healing in the kingdom of God. There's wholeness in the kingdom of God. You are not to be in the kingdom of God in a perfunctory manner. Amen. I use that big word just to get your attention so now I can explain it. You are not to have it in name only. You are to have it through and through. Oh, praise the Lord. So when you enter into the kingdom, entering into the kingdom is not the end game. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you are mad at a teenager or 20-something? Amen. You know, when you're a two-year-old, you got the terrible twos. But when you got the terrible 20s and terrible 30s, and you got to look at them and say, why don't you grow up? I'm looking at the ceiling. I don't know who you are. So. But I'm trying to say, amen, it's time to grow up in the Holy Ghost, right? Come on, let's say it. Look at your neighbor. Say, grow up. Praise the Lord. Show your teeth when you say it so you have some more when you close your mouth. Many have taken care of it already. I love it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm sorry that maybe I learned your name, but I get dangerous on learning your name. Because you can move so fast in this. Amen. Surely you're moving so much faster than what you think. Spend your time smiling. In Jesus' name. Because what happens is, see, I didn't know that people like this exist. But you start to worship in the Lord and you're filled with that spirit. That's an active spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. When you get the Holy Ghost, listen to me. When you get the Holy Ghost, amen, you are really getting the very exact same spirit that you read of in Genesis 1. That they created the moon, the stars, the sun, created everything, water, air. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You need to believe that. Sometimes you need to say it out loud and say, I believe that. Say, I believe that. The reason why, because the devil has a lot of people stuck in inferiority complexes. You have to fight intimidation. I know what that's about. You may not think so, but I've been working on it a long time. I still have to work on it. But in Jesus' name, because when you have Christ in you, he wants you to allow him to grow up in you. Oh, praise the Lord. Would you close your eyes and lift up your hands, forget about your neighbor and say, Jesus, I allow you to be you in me. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Now, enter into the kingdom of God is very important. Praise the Lord. Now, I wanted to read Acts 10:38-48. Amen. Maybe you just put that up. I won't read it and just kind of move it forward and I'll keep talking. I'll try to summarize it. Amen. Acts 10:38-48 is a beautiful presentation, clear presentation of the gospel. Amen. That Jesus died, is buried, that Jesus, amen, that Jesus went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, and that, amen, that he did that, amen, to take away our sins, just moving along, that's right, amen, and he did that to take away our sins, and, amen, whosoever believes in him should receive remission of sins. Now, amen. Understanding, Amen. So when they believed, when they heard that, I mean, now he's got everybody crushed into the house. I mean, we got the living room, the bedroom. I mean, everything, amen, is filled up with people that are hungry. And when they heard this, they began to receive the Holy Ghost fell in that place. How many felt something in here? Wave your hand. Don't wave your hand because I'm asking you to. Wave your hand if you really felt something. Look around at the number of people that felt something. In this. We've got people the first time in this house you felt the Holy Ghost. It wasn't the plaster that you felt. It's the beautiful, I mean, we have beautiful decor here. Thank you for the decorators. Amen. But it's the presence of the Lord that makes the difference. Now, in Jesus' name, amen. When that presence came, they began to speak with other tongues. So you can get it the first time you're in that presence. We've experienced it several times this week in Jesus' name. But if this building could tell the story for generations, amen, at least maybe decades, as long as they've been here, they've heard people speaking with tongues who... it was their first time coming into the door. Now, so this is a purpose-driven service. And this service is so you can be removed from the kingdom of darkness. You can be injected into the kingdom of God. Amen. Which is the minimum of getting to heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. And then so you can start a journey. Now, that happens... hear me, that happens because of Jesus. Jesus, when you get him out of his body, which he did years ago, and you allow his spirit, I mean, he allows his spirit to spread throughout the earth, so we call it Holy Spirit, then that's the presence that you feel in this place. And God has designed your personal portion of the Holy Ghost. I don't care what your station in life is. I don't care what you have done. If you submit yourself like a little child, you can receive the Holy Ghost even right now. Somebody say, it's going to happen for me. Hallelujah. Thank God for the company employees, but I want to hear from you. It's going to happen for me. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder. Say, I want to hear you. Praise the Lord. It's going to happen for me. That's right. Smack him again, Mom. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Jesus is here, and he's thirsty, and he's hungry. Amen. Luke 19:10 says, the Son of Man came before to seek and to save that which is lost. So if that was a song, that would be the theme of Jesus' life. Everything that he did fit into that purpose. Oh, praise the Lord. So his birth, his life, the cross, the death, the resurrection. Amen. And the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus can do it. The problem, Jesus was intense about you entering into this kingdom. That's why he took such a battering literally in his body. He took a battering in his body. Why? Because to us, our sins don't seem so big. There's no such thing as a white lie. Amen. Even black lies are bigger than what you think they are. But a lie is a lie. Say it again. A lie is a lie. Come on, stop bouncing your checkbook in your head. A lie is a lie. That's all it takes to be lost. But see, God loves everybody here, and we have got miracles that are already here, but they're going to happen here in a minute. Oh, praise the Lord. We got problems in this place, amen, more than Carter has pills. Now, some of you, too young to know who Carter is. So. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus is the answer. And Jesus can do it. And Jesus will do it. Somebody's screaming at me. Jesus will do it. Hallelujah. That's right. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't let that lady out there out talk you. Come on. You all say, Jesus can do it. I mean it. Praise the Lord. Because with the heart, it starts in the heart. I know, amen, and the part about living for God is at the heart, man believes is unto righteousness. But that's true. Everything starts in your heart. With your heart, you got to believe that's going to cause you to repent. With your heart, then once you repent, you're going to get baptized tonight. There are going to be people that are going to be baptized tonight in Jesus' name. Clap your hands unto the Lord. If you have... That's a nice little polite clap. Could you do this again, please? Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We're almost there. Hallelujah. Debbie's already made up her mind. I'm going to get baptized tonight. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So what happens is you repent. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. Get your mind off yourself. Get your mind off your neighbor. Lift up your hands like a little baby reaching up, amen, to your mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Close your eyes. Amen. There are people here that already have the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray with me in the name of the Lord. I want every one of our members, amen, lifting up your voice right now in the name of the Lord. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how embarrassing it was. I don't care, amen, if you're condemning yourself right now as you were coming into the door. Let's repent right now. Come on, every man, every woman, every child, lift up your hands right now. Let's repent right now. Father, I repent right now. Come on, don't just think it. Don't just think it with your brain. Will you open up your mouth? You don't know how to open up your mouth and pray. Open up your mouth wide. You can even copy my words and speak it from your heart. Don't put your head in your lap. Put your head up. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I repent. Come on, I repent. Come on, y'all that know how to repent. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's the last thing that the devil wants you to do. God, I repent of every sin. I repent of my pride. I repent of my arrogance. God, I've done evil things to my body. I've done evil things with my body. I repent, Lord God, right now. God, every evil thought, oh God. God, we repent of our hatred, our unforgiveness. God, we have prejudice tonight. In the name of Jesus, we repent of our prejudices. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of my anger. Oh God, I'm sorry, God. I've got an angry nature. I repent of it, Lord God. Come on, don't just think your prayer. Come on. Hallelujah, God. God, I need you, Lord God. Come on, let's just go another second in the name of the Lord. I need you, Lord God. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. God, in the name of Jesus, I receive, Lord God, your... Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so then the problem is sin. We just repented of our sins. Now, don't fool yourself. I want you to know that in 1 John 1, 9, it says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's very important that you really get it down that we rightly divide the word of truth. That is true for people that have already have been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. But it's important for you to understand, if you've not been baptized in Jesus' name, amen, you need to understand that confession is good, but you have to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins for the very first time in your life. Thereafter, then you can confess, amen, forsake, and God will wash you. Amen. Hallelujah. So in Jesus' name. So again, amen. God, I speak boldness over this group right now. I don't care if it's been your first time or your 1,000th time. Oh, praise the Lord. You're free right now. Amen. I said you're free right now in Jesus' name. I'm talking to people in the name of Jesus. You're not bound, amen, by some negative peer pressure that's, amen, with anybody in this room. You're not bound by somebody who's dead in the grave. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's God's business. Amen. I'm not trying to get into God's business. But while you're alive and you can make a decision, I'm going to ask you to be honest in Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. So if you've never been baptized or you've been baptized with them saying in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen, over you, or you're not sure what was said over you when you're baptized, or, amen, if you were sprinkled, amen, amen, amen. If you were any of those, you need to raise your hand right now in Jesus' name. You need to raise your hand. Amen. If that was you in Jesus' name, raise your hand high. Don't be embarrassed. There's nobody taking pictures. There's one. Clap your hands. There's some honest people right here. Come on. There's more in this room in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't worry. The FBI isn't going to come in here and drag you out. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. There's three. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Raise your hand high. Come on. Wave your hand right now. Amen. Why is this important? It's important. Amen. We're already into our altar service right now. When you know, amen, listen to what the preacher's saying. When you know, amen, that you're in those categories, amen, that I named out, then you also know, amen, biblically, that you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Now, I haven't made a big point about this tonight, but I'm going to tell you, amen, Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The religious world has put the emphasis in the wrong place because his students, amen, when they actually went and did it, which is in the book of Acts, in Acts 2:38, amen. Acts 2:38, when they gave the command, amen. Acts 8:15, amen. And Acts 10:48, 19:5, and all those cases, praise the Lord, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. So it's obvious that Jesus, when he said, I and the Father are one, amen. Isaiah said he's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, praise the Lord, amen. The Prince of Peace. We're talking about Jesus. We know that Jesus is the Son of God. We know that Jesus said the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is going to come in my name. Praise the Lord. Then the name is Jesus. Hallelujah. So you call the name of Jesus over them in baptism. Amen. And that's what needs to be done. If you're already baptized in the name of Jesus like that, amen, then I wouldn't be baptizing you again. Amen. But invariably, people, amen, believe that they have been baptized in Jesus' name, but they have not. Praise the Lord. So in Jesus' name, all these three, amen, that raise their hands will take you down the water. Amen. As soon as you will obey the word of God and choose to do it. Praise the Lord. Now, amen. The Holy Ghost is here in Jesus' name. Would you stand to your feet right now? The Holy Ghost is in this place in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's clap our hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. The Bible says, amen. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Come on, don't lock up on what I've said so far. Amen. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Just come on, watch my nose. It's okay. Amen. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many have ever spoken in tongues in this place? You heard yourself speaking in tongues. Amen. Whether it's the other night, wave your hand. I want you to look around and see who's waving their hands. Praise the Lord. How many of you, amen, that are waving your hands that you had regret that you received the Holy Ghost? How many enjoyed it? How many enjoyed it? Now, listen to me. Amen. Amen. If you've never spoken in tongues before, when I mean tongues, I'm not talking about your native language. If you speak Spanish, amen, naturally, amen. If you speak Spanish and praising the Lord, that's not tongues. Okay? When you begin to speak, amen, in a strange language, that's tongues. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, I know it sounds like I'm speaking in tongues sometimes. I'm just speaking a little southern, but praise the Lord. I'm just saying, in Jesus' name, you can get the Holy Ghost. You can feel the Holy Ghost without having spoken with tongues. But that's not, amen, the biblical evidence. Amen. You just need to keep praising the Lord. Amen. And God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If God can do that for Debbie while she's thinking about getting her ears healed. Amen. I'm not going to ask her age, but what she really did was mentally and emotionally come down like a little girl. And she didn't mind letting those strange sounds out. There are people that sometimes get so full of themselves that if they're speaking the King's English, they're satisfied with that. But amen. We're going to come to this altar right now. You're invited. Please come quickly. Amen. Come to the center. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir, for coming. Thank you, man, for coming. Praise the Lord. Come. Come this direction. Come on right now. Thank you, Jesus. Come from the back. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about just our guests. I'm talking about everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come right here in front, right here, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Come on. In the name of the Lord. They're coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, thank you, Jesus. Come on, in Jesus' name. Clap your hands as you come. Give me some funeral music. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming to the side, but I'm asking you to come to the middle in the name of Jesus. Come to the middle. Come to the middle. Middle. M-I-D-D-L-E. Thank you, Lord. Middle. Thank you. You know, this works when we do it together. Praise the Lord. You know, Facebook teaches you a lot. Watch right here. Facebook teaches you a lot of bad habits. I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook. You know, when I page through those names, you know, we're in a day where they call things that are not, because they're not. I have 5,000 friends. I don't even know some of them. A lot of them. Praise the Lord. But you know what? And sometimes it teaches us that we're okay separate. Look, so what if you didn't use the Arid Extra Dry? If sometimes I don't use it either. I shouldn't have told you that. Amen. I want you to come like a little child. I want you to come like a little child. Nobody's going to grab you and do anything. Amen. In fact, Jesus won't. Jesus loves you so much that he'll let you go and do what you want to. Amen. But everybody that goes to heaven makes the choice while they're in the midst of the vapor. So lift up your hands right now. Lift up your hands right now. Forget about your neighbor around you. Lift up your hands right now. And I'm asking you to surrender. Come on, lift up your voice, people. When we do it together. Come on, if you've been coming here for 1,000 years, go ahead, lift up your voice. That creates the atmosphere where others can. Oh, God, I love you right now. In the name of Jesus, close your eyes in the name of the Lord. Put your mind on the Lord. This is your moment, Alan. Just close your eyes and lift up your head. Come on, y'all that know how to pray, go ahead, pray. Come on to our guests. Just open your mouth. Surrender. Come on, we've got people among us that you received the Holy Ghost, amen, a long time ago. I'm asking for my prayers to really be sensitive to people and get in front of them and start praying. Come on, let's keep reaching to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. My prayers, you may just have to turn around and speak to that person. Communicate to that person. Please, in the name of the Lord God. Please, in the name of Jesus. Come on, all my prayers. Reach over. Yes, this lady just received the Holy Ghost. Yes. Come on, prayers. I see guests that are not being prayed with. Please, please, come to the altar. Please, come. Please, in the name of the Lord. Come on, saints. Come on, this is part. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Just don't leave it to a few. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I need some prayer men to go to work. I need some prayer women to go to work. Come on, that's it. Yes. Go ahead, Tammy. Communicate to her in her ear. Go ahead, lady. You could get some more of it. Yes. Yes. We've got young men here that need a renewing of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Come on, somebody. Woo! Thank you for approaching people. My prayers. Thank you for approaching every guest. Approach every person in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes. Woo! Da da ba ba ya da da ya da da ba ma ma ya ga da da ya. He ala da da ma 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 ya ka da. Come on, let's give it a blast one more time. Come on, let's give him some praise one more time. Did you hear yourself speaking those strange sounds? That's God. Smile, lady, smile. Say thank you, Jesus. Say it out loud. Yes! That's it. Yeah, yeah, da da ba ba ya ka da. Yes, da da ba ya ka da da ka da da ba. Yes, da da ba da da ka da da ba ya ka da. Let me give you a little tip. You can save the hallelujahs for later. But once you start speaking in tongues, let it go. Once you start speaking in tongues, lift up your hands right now. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost, people. Come on. There it is. Right there. Open your mouth. Let it flow. Right there. Speak it. Tell them, yeah. Right there. Yes. Come on. It's been a long time. Too long. Too long. Too long. Come on. Come on, you need to go beyond that. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, son, come on. Come on. Come on. You gotta stop your natural language and let the strange sound come. That's it, right there. Yes, I got you. That's it. That's it. That's it. Isn't that wonderful? Woo! Yes! Enjoy it, lady. Don't stop. That's right. Enjoy it. Don't worry, she's okay. She's still okay. Come on, somebody. Come on, Alan. You can. Right now, come. Come like a little child right now. Lift up your head right now. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Close your eyes. Come like a little baby. There's strange sounds that are coming to you. Just let your tongue speak it right there. It's already there. Hey, and this beautiful people, come on, let's reach out to the Lord. Why should we be anxious about this? Let me just take a moment right here. Everybody look this way. Everybody look this way. Amen. This may seem like it's out of place. But every one of us, amen, every one of us needs to really value the church. This doesn't happen in any other arena. Amen. If you are living secretly without valuing the church, I'm telling you, you need to value your pastor. Amen. Think about all of around here, all the police cars, all the governmental officials, but none of them can lead you into the kingdom of God. And none of them can get you into heaven. And so if somehow your heart, amen, is ambivalent, got things going on, I want you to know you need to up your value of the church. Don't wipe dirty feet on the church. You need to understand your soul is in a balance. Amen. I'm glad for folks that are coming in and just get in the fast lane and say, do what you want to do. I'm getting it. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's time for you to decide to go down in the water. She's made her decision in Jesus' name. Jesus. I got to ask you something. Everybody listen. Everybody listening? Yes. Everybody listening? Yes. Amen. On the shoulder, so I want to listen. Amen. Everybody listening? Are you glad you got baptized in Jesus' name?
Yes, I am.
What just got removed?
All my sins.
Thank you, Jesus. I didn't ask her to repeat it.
I did.
She looked like she's happy.
Yeah. I am.
Now, she's not going to, but if she went kaput right now, guess where she would go?
Heaven. Oh, heaven, yes. Yeah. I was just changing my clothes.
Well, you will be changing your clothes to a brand new garment. Well, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hey, let's celebrate, people. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's reach out to the Lord. Let's thank Him in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Can we thank the Lord for that baptism in Jesus' name?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to read just a passage of scripture, and then we'll just kind of, y'all can do what you kind of want to do. Now, in Jesus' name, please understand amen. The Bible, Jesus said, compel them to come in. So then, we just give information and give a little push. But ultimately, it's your decision. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. This is Acts 19. Finding certain disciples. Now, these people were already, they had heard about the name of Jesus, but that's all they'd heard. They heard about repentance, but that's all they heard. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we have not so much heard whether it be any Holy Ghost. He said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, which is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, would you say that? When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now notice, it hasn't taken me more than 2 minutes to read this. Some of y'all can read it faster, but I'm kind of a slow reader. Now when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. There was 12 men, one preacher. He met them. And the biblical way is when you meet people that are present themselves as disciples, you vet them in your mind. And that's what Paul did over and over and over again. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you been baptized? Amen. For being born, you don't even ask your babies. It's water and that little sound that comes out, babies. It happens all the time. Amen. In the spiritual kingdom, the same thing. So, praise the Lord. So, when he left them, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized. And then you go over here, there's a book of Ephesians where they developed into a full-blown, mature church. Everybody wants to go to heaven? Amen. The only way you're going to do it is through the water and through the Spirit. Let's thank the Lord. Amen. We got one more night. Praise the Lord. Bring all your friends, in-laws, outlaws, whoever. Jesus' name. Let's thank him for what he's done. He's filled at least two people here with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. We baptize in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, amen, you can get baptized in Jesus' name. We've got robes. Oh, praise the Lord. We haven't drowned one person. Amen. Hallelujah. We love doing it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hands up to the Lord. Give somebody a hug that you can legally hug. Amen. God bless you.